All right. Pac-12, not in a great spot right now. I think I talked to a lot of Oregon State fans that were convinced it was the Big 12. Some said, if it's not the Big 12, it's going to be the ACC. Well, what we have seen over the last couple of weeks is it's Pac-12 is rebuilding with the Mountain West. And yesterday we talked about how Tulane, Memphis, and Texas San Antonio had said, thanks but no thanks. We're going to stick to the conferences that we are in right now. We are going to stick to the American Athletic Conference. We're not going to go anywhere else. Immediately, Brett McMurphy from the Action Network said Gonzaga is coming over from the West Coast Conference to be a basketball-only member and or non-football member, and they'll get a full revenue share. That was kicked down pretty quickly. Then everybody said, all right, well, now where does the Pac-12 go? UNLV! UNLV said, no, we're sticking here in the Mountain West for now. It ended up being Utah State.
We talked about that yesterday about, you know, where else would they go as a potential, and that was the one that you landed on.
Yep.
It's decent, and
it's a state school, too.
Yeah, and I still think you're going to keep it going. I still think UNLV ends up in this mix. They originally said, we're cool, but the second Utah State left, it looked just like the Pac-12 when it fell apart the first time.
Yep.
When everybody went, oh, no, we're committed to each other. And meanwhile, they're all making phone calls to everyone else going, okay, how do we save ourselves?
UNLV is playing the role of Arizona State.
Yes.
Right now.
Making somebody else be the bad guy.
They're waiting for the house to burn down. And then they're sitting right next to the door. And when everybody else gets out, they're going to slip out and say, hey, we were the last ones out, guys. We were there till the bitter end. And everybody's going to look around and go, no, you weren't.
You had your stuff packed.
Yeah, you,
why do you have a go bag?
You didn't help anybody. Like, you just sat next to the door and waited for everybody else to run out. You watched Oregon State and Washington State die, and then you just slipped out and said, deuces.
Stepped over their corpses on the way out.
Yeah, like, you're not a hero, but here we are right now, and that does seem to be the play for UNLV in the Mountain West, is that they're just going to sit there and take a look at everything and watch it all burn down and then slip out. Because, one, I don't think they want to pony up unnecessary money if they don't have to. No. And they're going to see how the lawsuit that was filed today by the Pac-12 plays out. Because the Pac-12 is suing the Mountain West Conference over the agreement that they signed a year ago, which was the poaching fee, right? We've talked at length about this. The poaching fee that the Pac-12 has to pay for any of the Mountain West schools that leave for the conference. As it stands right now, there are five universities that have withdrawn from the Mountain West, or with Utah State, plan to withdraw from the Mountain West and become members of the Pac-12. They are Boise State, Fresno State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Utah State. There is part of this contract that they signed with the scheduling agreement between the Pac-12 and the Mountain West. There was a poaching fee that is an escalator. The first university is $10 million. After that, it grows in increments of $500,000. So now that you are up to five institutions, Utah State leaving, their withdraw fee is now $12 million to withdraw from the Mountain West, which means the Pac-12 will have to pay the Mountain West, or the schools will have to pay the Mountain West $55 million.
It's a lot of cash.
Average of 11 mil per school to leave. Now, this might be why UNLV is waiting for this lawsuit and waiting for the house to burn down, is that if they leave, it'll be $12.5 million that they have that's their fee. Mm-hmm. And the Pac-12's bill jumps up to $67.5 million for the poaching fee.
Do you, going full tinfoil hat, do you think that when the Pac agreed to this, they knew they were probably going to poach?
I know 100% because it's lodged in the Ross Dellinger article that Washington State and Oregon State apparently said, this isn't enforceable.
And that's what I think they maybe put some language in there that when they made the agreement that was like, what do you call it? Not necessarily toxic, but enough to sink the deal.
Yeah, and poison pill?
Yeah, it's kind of a poison pill situation. I think that's exactly what Florida State and Clemson are doing in the ACC as well with their media rights deal, saying this isn't enforceable.
Well, here's the line in Ross Dellinger's article, who's the first to have this lawsuit. In its complaint, the Pac-12 asserts that the Mountain West imposed the poaching penalty on a disadvantaged and desperate conference attempting to find competition for hundreds of athletes at Oregon State and Washington State. The two schools acknowledged during negotiations that the penalty was unenforceable and illegal. So, yeah, I think that that's a safe assumption that they knew. They knew that this wasn't going to be the way that this went down. So here we are, and what they are saying is that basically this violates antitrust laws and competition and the ability for these universities to go out, make more money, and be on better footing. So
hilarious that the antitrust part of this was used for both the players and now the universities.
Yeah. I think what this is going to do is we are going to see this is going to end in a settlement where the Pac-12 is going to say, we're not paying this. The Mountain West is going to say, all right, well, how about you pay, you know, halvesies? And the Pac-12 is going to go, no. And they're going to say, well, what about a quarter? And then the Pac-12 is finally going to relent and go, all right, yeah, we'll give you a quarter of this. And you guys just go away. I think the Mountain West, if they don't win this lawsuit, and the Mountain West may just dig their heels in, because if they don't win this, Mountain West is dead.
Yeah.
Air Force goes to the AAC. UNLV ends up coming to the Pac-12. Hawaii is hosed. San Jose State is hosed. New Mexico and Wyoming are all hosed.
Like, the as bad a shape as Oregon State and Washington State are in, those other schools, those remaining schools, where do they go?
FCS or Conference USA's?
Like, I mean,
Maction. Love Mac.
I mean, you're basically taking whatever you can get at that point.
I also think there may be an element of this where this lawsuit, if you want to go my tinfoil hat on all this.
Oh, tighten it up.
My tinfoil hat is the Pac-12 is trying to weaken agreements between universities and their conference for grant of rights stuff. And you set a precedent, and then the ACC lawsuit, Florida State and Clemson go, ha! See?
And it opens, one hand washes the other.
And maybe that allows for more dissolving of the ACC, and they're going to try to peel off some schools in that way. Again, they're suing over the poaching fee, but does the way that it is framed in that you are restricting these universities from their ability to go out and make money, is that then used in maybe the ACC lawsuits and say, hey, we're trying to do the same thing here? It may not be grant of rights, but it's a poaching fee. It was contractually agreed upon. It's not legal. It's unlawful. We're going to use that in our lawsuit. I don't know. I don't think
the tinfoil is that tight there. And I mean, you can kind of read the tea leaves for how a lot of these cases are going to go, which is the antitrust portion of these, the NCAA has gotten absolutely hammered. I mean, so if you apply some of the same precedents, even if it's individual as opposed to university, I think that's exactly the course of action that these schools will try to take, or the lawyers for these schools will try to take, is go, hey, look, we've established a lot of precedent over the past 24 months, the last 36 months, as far as antitrust and the upward mobility of the economic ladder, and putting prohibitions or limitations on said growth is actually not enforceable. And I think that's
not a good.
I have felt basically from the jump, even before this with the Pac-12, that the ACC was going to lose to Florida State and Clemson. And I think one hand will wash the other in this sense, whether Oregon State, Washington State went out over the poaching fee, or Florida State and Clemson went out ahead. I think one is going to help the other's case very specifically, and is kind of what you mentioned.
I think what we are seeing too, though, is the cold reality that is you may not be joining the Mountain West. The Mountain West is joining you. This is where I kind of landed on last summer. This is how it was going to play out for Oregon State and Washington State. Was I thought the Pac-12 was going to survive in name alone. And that's what it looks like right now. It's the Mountain West.
Yeah.
It is the Mountain West. But that doesn't mean you won't have a seat at the table if you win that conference. And you could go to a college football playoff still.